It's time to start your fun day with an hour of the Gigi Brown Experience.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in.
All right, good morning, Montreal, and welcome back to the Gigi Brown Experience. Recently on the Gigi Brown Experience, aka my life, I took my brother to go see Project Hail Mary last night with Ryan Gosling. And if you have not gone to see it yet, I strongly recommend that you do. It was so fun. It was not at all what I was expecting, and I cried throughout half of the movie, as I do. But it was great, and for the Beatles lovers out there, trust me, you should watch it. From a music point of view, it had an incredible soundtrack, but I won't keep talking about it because I will spoil part of it and I don't want to do that. So welcome. I have a couple things I want to talk about this morning. So on Friday, Petit Village threw an incredible show with The Wind-Ups, Technicolor Blood, and The Miracle Ice Cubes, which is the Adam Brown's new project. I had the honor of DJing and it was such a fun night. It was at Petit Ours, which that venue just comes alive when there's that many people in it, and it was so fun to just see everyone come out and just have a wonderful night. And it goes to show that ticket prices being $15 is perfect because it brings music lovers out and people who will dance, and it was wonderful. So I just want to say a huge congratulations to everyone that was involved on Friday, and again, thank you so much for trusting me. It was so much fun to just be in the back and be able to watch everyone do their thing and get to play some music I really like. Today I will be playing some music. However, I sat down with the Satisfactory singer Sal, and that was on Tuesday, and we just had this like wonderful conversation about his music career and coming to Montreal and what he loves about this city, which I love Montreal, so I always love to hear people who are not born in Montreal talk about this city. And he has a new single coming out on Wednesday, and then that's going to be is leading up to his big album coming out in June, and we talk about that. And so, yeah, I was super excited to do that. So we're going to get right in there. But first, I'm going to play a track from the Windups, and then we'll take it from there. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Gigi Brown, and here is the Windups.
Oh, nothing. No, I can't smell or taste anything. Like,
one, two, three, four.
About baseball, honey, I've got a couple dimes, think you got enough, but I've been dreaming about baseball, honey, I've got a couple dimes, think you got enough, but who's to say, yeah, who's to say, yeah, who's to say, yeah, who's to say. Thank you. dreaming about baseball, honey. I've got a couple dimes, think you got enough, but I've been dreaming about baseball, honey. I've got a couple dimes, think you got enough, but who's to say, yeah, who's to say, yeah, who's to say, yeah, who's to say, yeah, you've got this thing, you damn it. You're in the air and I can't breathe. Nail polish remover in my teeth. I choke you down.
Spend my days being
Okay, hi, welcome to the show. Could you go ahead and introduce yourself for me?
Hi, my name is Sal, and I'm in a band called The Satisfactory, a Montreal-based band.
Could you tell me a little bit about how The Satisfactory came to be?
Of course, yeah. Well, this started about 3 years ago with a different lineup that than we currently have. It was me and a guy that I used to live with who moved back to Toronto. And we originally, it was just rhythm guitar and bass, but that didn't really last long. We kind of figured out we needed more instruments. So then we got a band together.
And you guys started in Toronto or you started in Montreal?
Started in Montreal, but we were all from Toronto. So then when we went back on like summer break and first year, that's when we started doing gigs and then came back to Montreal in the fall and been Montreal, mostly Montreal ever since, really.
Are you guys like a university band? Is that how you met?
Kind of. That's how we started. I was only in university for about a year, but the other members were in university. But now we've shuffled pretty much everyone except for me. And only one person is in university now. So I'd say no, we're not a university band.
Okay. Since coming to Montreal, have you found any spots? Is there any like place you tell people they should definitely go visit when they're here?
Like for music?
Let's say like top five places in Montreal.
Top five places in Montreal. Okay. Well, I like Parc Lafontaine. I think that's up there. If it's the summertime, Bon Royale, the street, just walk all the way to Papineau and then all the way back to the park. Great. Music wise, I like Quai des Blooms a lot. I think it's a nice spot. I think the best sound I think we've ever had in the city is at Turbo House. And then that's four. Fifth place would, down by the canal. It's really nice. I like going there a lot. These are all kind of summertime based things, though, to be fair.
I mean, everyone in Montreal is kind of hibernating in the winter.
Yeah.
I would like to grant you citizenship to Montreal. You are a true Montreal. Congrats. How long have you been playing music?
Since I was about grade four, so like 11, I'd say I started playing, and I started doing piano first, but I never really learned how to read music. I just like really wanted them to teach me how to play all the chords so I knew how to play along the songs. And that I still don't know how to read music, so I you know, that's kind of how it went. Yeah. And then I eventually picked up other instruments like the bass and the guitar and started singing when I was a bit older. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite out of the three?
Guitar, but I've been playing more piano recently because my aunt recently gave me her piano, like electric piano that she'd never used. So now I've been playing more piano, but my left hand's not great. My left hand's, can't really keep up with the right hand, I will say. I just got to practice.
What was young Sal listening to? What were early influences in your life music-wise?
Well, the Beatles, but they still are. So that's not like an exclusively young Sal thing. I think that's kind of just carried. I think I like different parts of the Beatles at different ages because they're so, you know, when I was young, I liked Obladi Oblada, you know, and then when I was 17, I was like, no, I like John. And then now I like Paul again, you know. But yeah, a lot of the Beatles. And then and honestly, that was kind of like the pinnacle for me when I was five. This Yellow Submarine over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's I have a younger brother. That was his favorite song when he was five too. I feel like it's a very, if you like the Beatles, you do go through phases. So
yeah, totally. So get to hit George. That's like the next, I feel like mid-20s, late 20s, I might go into George, but like we'll see. Who knows?
That's interesting. I have had friends my entire life who have been avid George fans, and they are the ones that never changed.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Huh. I feel like it's always been in between John and Paul for me. But like, what does that say about me? Who knows? Right.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. Saying we can work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodnight.
try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. Why do you see it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend.
Okay, we are here. You've just released this double single. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. How to Swim and Lydia. Tell me a little bit about that before I start bombarding you with questions.
Well, How to Swim is, I think, the only song that has been up in the band since like the beginning. So it's been, you know, all the other ones that came out were ones from before. Yeah, we've been playing it since like 2023. I guess I've been playing it since 2023, and so it meant a lot to put it out because people knew it a little bit, you know, and that was really nice. And we don't have many ballads, so it's nice to have one, you know. And then Lydia, I like the song, you know. There's not much else to it, really. It's just really fun to play live and stuff. And then we were thinking of like what would be the best first single for the album, and I think it's a good representation of like both things we can do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. It is definitely, it's obviously it's two singles together, but there is such a contrast between the two, which I think is an interesting choice, but it plays out really well listening to it. How would you describe the contrast between the two songs?
Well, I always like putting out singles that are like A-side, B-side, like the way they used to be on the 45. So like all their singles are always two songs. And then I think about my favorite bands and the way they used to put out singles, and the B-side and A-side are never like the same. They're always quite different, because usually maybe it's like if it's the Beatles, like A-side's a John song, B-side's a Paul song, so they're quite different vibes the entire time. And I like to kind of mimic that, even though I wrote both songs, you know.
I like that. How does your songwriting process look like?
Well, it's a lot of like sitting in my room for like hours with an acoustic guitar and eventually getting something I like, because it might take a long time or it might be fast. I don't know. Who knows what's going on that day, but it's that usually. And then melody comes before lyrics most of the time. The best ones is when it comes at the same time, but usually it's just melody and chords. And then I build something around it based off, you know, the feeling of it.
What was the feeling of these two songs for you as you're writing them?
Well, Lydia, I'd say I was thinking about the Smiths a lot, I think, which doesn't sound like a Smith song really at all, but like the jangly guitar bits was very Johnny Marr inspired, I'd say. And then How to Swim, very just like cathartic. I mean, I've always loved really simple chord songs, stuff like that. So like just C to F the entire time, pretty much. And then, you know, everything just kind of came together really fast on that one.
I will say, for me, listening to How to Swim, there's like this super nostalgic, I don't know. Do you swim? Do you know how to swim?
Yes, I do. I did not in fact teach myself. That's a bit untrue.
There's like this huge nostalgic part of the song, and I'm not sure if it's because I was a huge swimmer as a kid, but there's like, at the end of the song, there's like this overlay of, I don't know, what I can only assume to be like a beach day. I find it so cinematic. And I would love to, like, is there a story behind that? Where that audio is from?
I wish there was a cool story about
that's
that.
Okay.
But it was really weird as they're like, hey, what if we did beach noises? And then we looked up free beach noises. That's kind of it, because it fits it well. And like, I think the song is, I don't know, it takes you back to childhood almost, you know what I mean, with like the theme of it. So then it worked, because it was like, that's very much noises that make you, you know, go back and all that stuff.
For sure.
Today I taught myself how to swim. I nearly drowned, but I went back in. Today I taught myself how to swim.
Childhood. I was just watching your video, I Can't Go Back Anymore. That is, it's like, for those who don't know, it's like you now and then also home footage. Can you walk me through like how young you were in those videos, what those videos are from?
I think I'm probably like 5, 6 around there, you know. And my mom just sent me them like 2 years ago. And she was like, see, you've always liked music. And then I was like, oh, these are lovely videos. And then when it came time to put something together for the song, I was sitting on this footage. And I don't know, I Can't Go Back Anymore. And the lyrical bit of the song, it was like very, it seemed right, you know? And then I seemed like I would just like to recreate it. And then where I am now with like the same, kind of the same clothes and everything. And yeah, that's where that came from.
It is a beautiful song, and you've described your music as like songs to dance and cry to, and I think that this song is a beautiful song to cry to. Is there a story there?
I think I was just not having a good day when I wrote it, and I had the guitar bit for like a while, and then the words just kind of hit, but I Can't Go Back Anymore, and I was like, oh, okay, everything kind of perfect. I needed a bad day to finish this song.
You saved it for a rainy day.
Exactly. Yes, exactly, yeah.
I can't go back anymore, back how I was before. If I had
Do you often just keep little melodies or chord progressions in your back pocket?
Oh my God, yeah. It's just getting a little, you know, unnecessary. I've got so many. And I need some kind of filing system or something in my brain to keep them all, to like remember all of them. I have voice memos, but like there's like 2,000 on my phone. So if I ever lose my phone, screw. So screw.
That's so interesting. So you have all these bits. Do you ever bring them together, or are they all like super uniquely like their own thing?
No, sometimes you can Frankenstein a song together, which is a really cool feeling because you're like, this was meant to happen, you know? Not always. Sometimes I try to force it, and that's a bad idea. And the song totally sucks, and the tempo changes halfway through, and you're just like, this is a mess. This is a total mess.
Have you released any songs that were Frankenstein together?
Yes. Hibernation was one of the first ones we put out. That's Frankenstein of the ones we have out. But there are definitely others on the way that are Frankenstein.
So. You have a new single out in 2 weeks.
Yes. 1 week, tomorrow, actually. Which is quite exciting.
That is
April, I don't know, 8th or something like that. I'm really excited about that one because I think it's my favorite that we'll have out, the A side to it. The B side was the guy that originally played bass in the band. It's his old favorite song. So originally I was never going to release it, but I was like, you know, for him, I should put it out. So we're putting that one out. And then, yeah, Ask Me is the name of the A side. And then Yesterday's Tomorrow is the name of the B side. And I really like it. It's like the Beach Boys in space. That's how I'd describe the A side.
I love that. what's this leading up to? Do you guys have an album coming out?
We do. We have an album coming out in June. So this is the second single off the album out of three singles. So we'll have another one in a month. And then June 5th at CASA, we have our album release show, which is also our next Montreal show, which is super exciting.
That's true. You guys have been all around, well, I guess, Eastern Canada. Other than Montreal, who has the best crowds?
Ottawa.
Ottawa?
Ottawa crowds are fantastic. Fantastic. Really? We played, we've done the same bill three times now in the last like 6 months with us, Out by Lucy, who Out by Lucy, and Noise Hotel. We always sell out the Rainbow, and the crowds are always like unbelievable. So maybe it's like a bias because more people come to the shows in Ottawa than like Hamilton. not that there's anything wrong with Hamilton. My mom's from Hamilton. I'm not.
My grandma's going to be really mad listening to this.
I'm not trying to disparage Hamilton. We were there on a Thursday night. It was our fault, you know? And like Toronto, you know, Toronto's hit or miss, I find. So then, yeah, I'd say Ottawa. But we're yet to do Halifax and Charlottetown and Fredericton. So we'll see. Maybe the Atlantic Canada's going to top it all.
Yeah. Okay, going back to the album. So the next single is Beach Boys in Space.
Absolutely.
Is that the whole album or like a unique moment to not miss? No,
I think the album is definitely partly Beach Boys in Space. I think the first song on the album is called it's called I'm Jesus, and then in brackets, If Jesus Was an Astronaut. So there's a little bit of space. There's a bit of space in that, right? And then we definitely use harmonies a lot. It's also, you know, it's very like it's 60s rock and the bit of 70s in there, and then a little bit of Britpop sprinkled throughout the album, I'd say. So yeah, it's a like a love letter to British guitar music, pretty much, you know.
In space.
In space, yes. And the Beach Boys, who are not British, are involved as well. I didn't realize this as I was writing all the songs, but there's a religious aspect in the album. There's that song, and then the third single is called Mary McCuller, obviously Mary, religious name. And then Ask Me, you know, like I'm doing prayer. I didn't mean for that to happen at all. But the song, the Jesus is If Jesus Was an Astronaut, just came about because I thought it'd be very funny to, not funny, I guess, eye-catching to have the first song in our first album be called I'm Jesus. And then If Jesus Was an Astronaut, you know, if someone hadn't seen us before.
Is there like a gospel influence at all in the music?
No.
That's a happy coincidence.
Yeah. I guess some of the harmonies in I'm Jesus is kind of gospel. And I do love like music from the 50s and early 60s, which is very inspired by blues and gospel. So, I mean, everything goes back to gospel anyway. So, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Going back to Lydia and How to Swim. The cover photo, I do have to say, is incredibly nostalgic and really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that from? Is that Lydia? Who are these people?
It's another like sound effect How to Swim story. Where, not that interesting. Where I was like, okay, it was like the band, people were in school, people had other projects. It was hard to get everyone together for a photo shoot. It was also January. So I just went on the Internet Archive and I looked at swimming in photos and I found these photos and then I found like a set of them. And I was like, these are great. This is totally I think suits the vibe of the band perfectly. And it was just a little treasure. I highly recommend going on the Internet Archive for all types of stuff.
You say that that's not an interesting story, but that is totally a part of the process of it.
Okay, true. Maybe I'm selling myself short then.
Yeah. What of it like jumped out at you? What caught your eye?
The smiles. The way that the women in the photo smile. It was kind of like almost a little like Uncanny Valley, you know, where you're like, this is it doesn't seem real. But I was like, this is great. This is something that I would gravitate my eyes towards. So I picked it.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for June and your album, and I'm excited for next week. Is there anything else you want to mention just before we close up?
Not really, other than we have a single, another A-side, B-side single coming out on April 8th. And yeah, we'll be playing our next Montreal show in June. Super excited about it.
I as well. Thank you so much for sitting with me and doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Right, and I'm back. Thank you so much to Sal from The Satisfactory for sitting down with me and chatting. That was such a fun interview. And yeah, like I said, and like he said, they have two singles coming out on Wednesday, which you actually got a sneak peek to. That was Ask Me and Yesterday's Tomorrow, which we played during that interview, which, again, thank you so much for trusting me with that. And then their album was coming out in June, and don't miss their album launch show June 5th. Okay, that is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have one last song, and it's going out to my grandparents because it is Easter and I'm thinking about them. So here is Ain't Too Proud to Beg by The Temptations. Have a wonderful Easter. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Of
But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. I can stand, 'cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't too proud to pay, sweet darling. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to pay, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl. My heart.